West. Welcome everyone to the RDA meeting. We have four of the five directors here with us, so we can get going. We have one business item tonight, and we have just approval fourth meeting. Our first business item is a public hearing item. It's a fiscal year 2024 tentative budget. Nate is going to go over that with us.
All right, thank you, Mayor. Good evening. So as Mayor mentioned, tonight we have the presentation of the RDA tentative budget, as well as the, so we'll need to adopt that, as well as set the date for the public hearing for the final, the adoption of the final budget. And this process is similar to the process we follow for the city budget. Tonight, once the tentative budget is adopted, it will be made available to the public on the city's website, and we'll also keep a hard copy here at City Hall if they'd like to come and look at that. So to go over the budget, can you go to the next page? I'll go over this quick. The RDA, the main source of revenue comes from tax increment, and we have the four different project areas. You'll see the three project areas there, the fourth, the Porter Walton, because that hasn't been triggered yet, we don't have it on here. We probably won't get any money from that this fiscal year. It'll probably be next. But should anything change, we'll just amend the budget when that happens. And then the other main source of revenue here is the theater lease payment from Center Point Theater. Going on to the expenditures, our main expenditures are the contractual agreements for the developers of all the different project areas. The one item that I wanted to note was the agreement or the payment to Rimini. This year, we just made those payments last month, and Rimini has hit their contractual obligation. So they've reached the max that they can get from the RDA, so we will not have that payment going forward. The other thing I wanted to highlight down in the capital section is the traffic signal upgrades at the 400 West and Parish Lane project. Again, that's a UDOT, it's a project being overseen by UDOT with a small match required from the RDA. So with that, that's kind of a basic overview of the RDA budget. My recommendation is to adopt the tentative budget and to set the time and place of the public hearing for the final budget on June 6th at 5:30 here at City Hall. And again, this item is a public hearing tonight as well. But if there's, are there any questions about the RDA budget?
Can I ask just one quick question about the intersection 400 West and Parish? Is that a percentage that UDOT requires? Is that just a cost share?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 6%?
7%.
7%?
7%? Okay.
And did this one cover the full 6%? Or were we going to, does it roll into the next fiscal year potentially?
It rolls into the next fiscal year and then potentially in the next
fiscal year. That's what I recall from my budget.
So this 7% represents what they believe they'll accomplish in this fiscal year? Or is this the whole thing?
The whole thing right now.
Okay.
Oh,
if there's change orders or whatever,
right.
That could. Okay.
So this
okay.
Represents the whole, let's call it the whole nut that needs to be cracked.
Yes.
But it could be spread out over time.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of course, we're still in, we're potentially $600,000 short of having enough money. And so we need to work with Wasatch Front or any other funding agencies to make up that $600,000, or the city would be responsible, or RDA would be responsible for that $600,000. So the hope is Wasatch Front will have some funding. We don't have any word yet, Mike, from that. But if they find $600,000, then we'd be 7% of that $600,000. As right now, we're over budget.
The city would be, and that comes out of street fund or general?
RDA.
Oh, it can come out of RDA. Mm-hmm.
But we're hoping, we feel confident that Wasatch Front would be able to help us out with that.
So is it 7% total, or is it 7% from RDA, 7% from?
7% from RDA.
Okay. So meanwhile, we look for help from Wasatch Front. If we can get that, this would reduce a little bit.
No, this will still go up. So our 7% will go up. So instead of it being 600,000 going up, now it's only 7% of 600,000, so $50,000.
Got you. Okay.
So there potentially could be an increase to this.
Got you. Okay.
Okay, that's a good qualifier. I thought you meant 600 was our.
It could be if we don't find
other money,
some other funding.
So with the last significant one that I remember, which was the bridge improvement, we made some decisions and did some aesthetic things at the end. Is there any contemplation of that in this project?
No betterments with this project. No, I don't think there's any consideration of betterments on this one.
Okay.
Okay, if there's not further questions for Nate right now, then let's go to a public hearing. We'll come back and maybe...
Do you need a motion to open the public hearing?
Sure.
So moved.
Second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, this is a public hearing matter on the fiscal year 2024 tentative budget that Nate Plazier just presented. So any member of the public is welcome to comment at this point in time.
And while we're waiting for the public, Mayor, and maybe Nate can answer this question, do we kind of leave this open to the public until the June meeting? Is that essentially our
continue
process?
It to the
Okay.
A date certain, we can get you that date,
which is the June 6th. Yeah.
So are we not closing the public hearing then?
Yeah, we'd recommend you just continue it. You can close it, but continue it to June 6th. Is that
okay? Well, so this public hearing is for the tentative budget.
Yeah.
It'll stay open, or the public will have access to view this for at least 30 days. On June 6th, we'll hold another public hearing for the adoption of the final budget. Mm-hmm. So we can make any changes to this budget up until it's adopted.
Okay, so this isn't a continuation then?
No.
We should just, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, no members of the public are commenting. I look for a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All right. Back to the budget. Dan, any other further questions while we got Nate up here? Nate, I'm wondering, are we dropping in our revenues because our interest income's going down, but yet rates are up?
Our interest revenue.
Am I reading that right?
Oh, no. Or yes, you are. Sorry. We had, we're expected, my projection is we'll receive about $15,000. I had put $10,000 there just on the conservative side. We already have an excess of revenue, so I just left it at 10 for budgeting purposes.
I was just looking back at what is that, the first column, fiscal year 21. It was almost 19. And I'm going, with rates going up, then our cash balance must really be going down. So
we'll
I know in the lease payment why that was down, because we gave them where they didn't have to pay, but you got that back up,
mm-hmm.
It looks like. So you're being conservative on your estimate.
Yep. That's all it is.
Okay. Expense-wise... There wasn't really anything I had questions on, but I think we just hit on the traffic signal. Anything else for him?
Make a motion to approve the tentative budget as presented.
We all
and set a date.
Set the date and time.
And set the final budget hearing on June 6th at 5:30 p.m.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. I think we're covered on that one. Okay, let's go to then the minutes review and approval from the April 4, 2023 RDA meeting. Changes there? If not, do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the RDA minutes from April 4th, 2023.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
With that minute, Mayor, I think this is relevant. Tell me, Lisa, but it's an agenda item related to the minutes, but has the Stoke Stevenson decided to provide their purchase price information to the city as requested?
Have they provided us the NDAs? I haven't seen
I was going to ask the same thing.
I haven't seen any documents,
Director.
The NDAs for us to design. We had a DRC meeting with them yesterday morning, and the CRA information wasn't brought up at all. I don't know if they've
just
abandoned that.
Okay.
But my offline conversations with them have been just helping them understand some of our concerns, and they haven't pushed it further. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Without going into specifics right now.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
It answered my question.
Okay.
All right. Motion to adjourn from RDA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.